Scorpio, this is your weekend reading for August 29th to the 31st. We are going to go over what's happening, the challenges, and the outcome. Also, I did just open up my yes and no email readings. They are $20 each, so if you want to get one, you can get that now. They will be coming down in 2 days. All right, let's see, Scorpio, what is going on? All right, I like this. We've got the King of Swords, though, okay? They're showing me that you have to put 2 feet in the ground. All right, so to me, that means don't budge. Don't budge on anything here this weekend, okay? Keep strong. We have the Four of Swords, which is like resting and relaxing there. And we also have the Queen of Pentacles. So definitely don't budge. And don't budge with somebody, but also don't budge on yourself. Like if you're manifesting something, especially with this Queen of Pentacles, keep going with that, all right? Don't give up. Now you have the Four of Pentacles here, which is the lack of trust, which is what I'm talking about. It's in the challenge position. And the Six of Wands is in the challenge position. To me, is recognition, promotion, and confidence. So it's like, if you're waiting for a job offer, if you're waiting for somebody to contact you, if you're pushing yourself out as well, like, don't give up, all right? With that King of Swords, just don't budge. Now, because look at the outcome. You got the Three of Cups, which is a celebration cup. So this celebration card, and I feel as though, like you're gonna be so happy and so relieved when the celebration comes. Now you do have the Moon card, which is like, but I like this. Like I kind of feel like either you're thanking spirits, God, universe. You're thanking people that might not even be here. So I love this for you. So there is something good coming for you. But the main message that I'm getting for you, Scorpio, here is don't budge. Do not budge with somebody. Don't budge with yourself. Just keep relaxing a little bit and letting it come, because it's coming.